Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany and
I'm Laura. Hey Tiffany, help me choose, help me decide. 我到底要选哪一个？这个衣服比较好看还是这个？
Like
the pink one or the blue one?
I like the pink one.
You like the pink one, but I also like the blue one. 可是蓝色也不错，因为我有很多粉红色的东西。
That's right.
所以我想说要不要买蓝色 ？Oh my gosh,
something different.
怎么办？我有时候都会觉得这个也不错，这个也不错。我觉得我有选择障碍。
I do too sometimes. So you have a hard time making decisions.
I do. I hate that. Shopping, food, 好吃什么。That can take me forever. 我可以一整天都在思考，欸，我今天要吃这个还是吃那个。
Same with me. Sometimes I think that because I cannot make a decision, it causes me to be late because I have the worst time picking out clothes to wear.
对啊，难怪你今天会迟到。没有啦，开玩笑的。Of course. 而且有时候呢，我可能会已经做了决定，对不对？ Mm-hmm. 然后 like last minute, 最后一分钟我会突然想说，我想要穿别件衣服。
That's totally me.
原来其实你跟我一样耶。
That means that we both are like this, and when we're both late, we're here perfectly on time.
Yay! 所以我们两个一直迟到，然后就刚好就同样的时间来耶。
Right,
okay, so is this what we're going to talk about today? 今天要聊到这个吗？
Exactly. So if you're like us sometimes, you have a hard time making a decision, maybe we have some tips for you to help you make a decision faster or to pick something.
There are tips on this?
Yeah.
我还以为说你天生有了这个选择障碍的问题的话就没有救了。哦，原来还是有tips，有一些方法。So why don't we take a look at today's article? 因为如果你有选择障碍，你就可以学一学。
A or B, how to choose?
It's morning, and you need to get ready for school. Will you wear a comfortable sweater or a nice jacket? You must choose quickly because you're late. Next, you want some breakfast. Do you want a pork sandwich or an egg pancake? Choose in 10 seconds so you can leave on time.After school, your friends want to hang out. One friend invites you to a cafe. Another friend wants to go to the park. What will you do? You have to make a decision now before they leave. Each day, we face these types of decisions. Are you good at choosing between two things?
Comfortable, comfortable. I slept well because the bed was comfortable. I slept well because the bed was comfortable. Jacket, jacket. It was starting to get cold outside, so Elena wore a jacket.It was starting to get cold outside, so Elena wore a jacket. Breakfast. Breakfast. Thomas had some eggs for breakfast before he left for school. Thomas had some eggs for breakfast before he left for school. Decision. Decision.The friends made the decision to rent a car and drove to Kaohsiung. The friends made the decision to rent a car and drove to Kaohsiung.
All right, so we're going to take a look at a couple of things, and then you have to see if you can make a decision. So the article first starts with, it's morning and you need to get ready for school.
Okay, 所以一开始很简单，还没有要选东西，要说现在是早上，你必须要准备上学了。Okay, 当我们这里有看到 ready for school, 其实就是准备好去上学。那 ready 这个字呢，我们后面可以接名词，不过我们要用 ready for 再接名词。 或者是 ready， 如果要接动词，我们要用 ready to 再接原形动词。Mm-hmm. 比方像是呢 ，Are you ready to learn？ 你们都
yeah
准备好要学习啊 ？Learn with us， we're the best teachers。OK， 或者呢，妈妈有时候会怎么样帮小孩子准备要去上课、mm-hmm. ？So I could say the mother is busy。Getting the children ready for school.、Mm-hmm. And sometimes your teacher might ask you this. Are you ready for your test?
No, never.
Students never, are never ready for
test. Never ready for test. All right. The article then continues to say, will you wear a comfortable sweater or a nice jacket?
Okay.
So, you must choose quickly because you're late.
What? Okay. Mm-hmm. 所以接下来要考验大家有没有选择障碍。Mm-hmm. 那这时候你会跟我一样穿舒服的毛衣还是一个好看的夹克呢？赶快做出选择，因为你要就你已经要迟到了，还口齿不清。
All right. So before you make a decision, let's first take a look at our word pair word comfortable. C-O-M-F-O-R-T-A-B-L-E. Comfortable.Comfortable means something that gives you comfort. So you might feel relaxed, you're free from stress, you're free from something holding you back. For example, I like to wear comfortable clothes while traveling. So t-shirts and sports pants are great for traveling. I probably won't wear a very tight dress or a skirt that makes it hard for me to breathe. So I would choose to wear comfortable clothes.We can also use it in a sentence like this. I slept well because the bed was comfortable. I slept well because the bed was comfortable.
好，我们来看一下 comfortable 这个形容词，就是舒服的、舒适的。像是刚刚的例句提到，哦，我睡得很好，因为怎么样？ The bed was comfortable. 好好，我也想要买那个床，因为床很舒服。那除了 comfortable beds， 我们常常会提到像椅子。No, a comfortable chair. 我们可以讲到东西是不是让你很舒服，或者是 comfortable clothes， 就是穿得很舒服的衣服，或者是有时候如果你买到鞋子不是很舒服、oh. That's really bad. So you have to get comfortable shoes for walking, right?那有时候呢 comfortable 可以用来表示人感到舒服 OK 刚刚是讲到东西哦让你舒不舒服比方像是可能如果有人来你家做客你可能就说 Hey are you comfortable in that chair 哎、mm-hmm. 你就是坐在这边还 OK 吧这个椅子还舒服吧这样子的意思、
mm-hmm.
And we also saw the word jacket right?
Right what does jacket mean? Well it's also a word pair word It's spelled J-A-C-K-E-T JacketA jacket is a piece of clothing you wear over your clothes and it keeps you warm. Okay, you can have a light jacket or you can have a thick jacket if it's colder outside. For example, we can also say it was starting to get cold outside, so Elena wore a jacket. It was starting to get cold outside, so Elena wore a jacket.
OK, 刚刚提到的 jacket 其实很像我们的中文夹克它就是外套的意思啦、mm-hmm. 所以刚刚的例句提到就是外面天气开始变冷了所以 Elena or Elena 看你怎么念她的名字、哦 mm-hmm. 她穿了外套那天气冷大家还可以穿刚刚有提到的 sweater 就是毛衣或者如果更冷你可以去穿大衣也就是 coat OK, can we wear a sweater plus a jacket?Too hot, maybe.
It depends
okay,
on the weather.
我可能两个都会穿啦 okay.
All right, so next, here's another choice for you. It says, next, you want some breakfast.
Oh, yummy. 所以接着你想要来点早餐啦
Breakfast.、Mm, and breakfast is also our word, power word for today. It's spelled B-R-E-A-K-F-A-S-T, breakfast.Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Now be careful when you spell this word, it's spelled together. Okay, it's the meal of the day when you eat at the start of the day, so in the morning. So we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. For example, we can say, Thomas had some eggs for breakfast before he left for school. Thomas had some eggs for breakfast before he left for school.
OK, 我们来看一下 breakfast 这个字，当然就是早餐咯，它是名词，那顺便来补充帮大家复习一下。那如果中餐午餐，我们当然就是用 lunch 这个字，或者是晚餐就是 dinner。 那如果要吃晚餐吃什么，有的人虽然会说 eat breakfast， 可是一般口语我们都会用 have breakfast。 就像我们的例句提到的、Thomas had some eggs for breakfast， Thomas 在出发去学校前吃了一些蛋当早餐。那我今天早上吃什么？ I think I had pancakes for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
对呀，我很喜欢吃 pancakes， 就是那种松饼哦。或者呢，哎，有的时候可以吃 breakfast cereals，、是什么呢？
My favorite.
就是玉米片 ，yummy.
I love breakfast actually.、The best meal of the day.、
Yay.
All right, so we have two choices again. It says,、do you want a pork sandwich or an egg pancake? Now you must choose in 10 seconds so you can leave on time.
What?
Yeah, so.、Egg pancake is basically the famous Taiwanese breakfast dish. It's the pancake made with onions.
Oh, yummy. OK, 好。这时候呢，我们文章给大家一个挑战。他说，你是想要吃猪肉三明治还是蛋饼呢？而且你要十秒钟做出，十秒内做出决定才可以准时走。Ten, nine. I'm gonna go for egg pancakes. 没错，我超爱蛋饼。I love it. 而且 especially with cheese and tuna. 加起司或者是这个尾鱼，我觉得更好吃。Oh, corn. 台湾还有加玉米。
The corn and cheese combo?
I don't just have that for breakfast. 我可能连 lunch 或是 brunch 有没有、breakfast 加 lunch 合起来就是、早午餐 like on a weekend.
Exactly.
六日如果睡很晚就可以吃蛋饼。
Oh, I love that. I can eat a lot of that.
Yeah.
Alright, so did you guys choose?
I'm going to go for dumping.
Okay. That's my favorite. All right. So again, we have another choice. It says, after school, your friends want to hang out.
OK, 所以呢，哎，这是下课的时候呢，哎，你的好朋友怎么样，想要跟你出去哦。OK, 那我们来看一下 hang out.OK, 那很多人因为看到 out 就想说，哎 ，hang out 一定是出去哪里玩，但 hang out 其实有这个闲晃啦，或是 spend time 打发时间的意思。所以只要是花时间跟某人在一起，即使不出门，在家或者在室内也是可以哦。Like Tiffany, I we love to hang out together. Like maybe we can go to each other's house, 可以去对方的家聊天啊 ，or maybe go to a coffee shop, 可能去喝咖啡啦 ，or see a movie together or go shopping.OK, 没有错，所以刚刚是说放学后你的朋友想要找你怎么样 ?Hang out, OK, so, and, what happens?
So next it says, one friend invites you to a cafe,、another friend wants to go to the park.
又来，其中一个朋友找你去怎么样？一个 cafe, cafe 是哪里呢？就是咖啡厅，当然我们也可以用 coffee shop, 是一样的意思哦。那另外一个人找你去公园 ,OK, park.好，我们先来比较看看，有时候哎，可如果我们要比较两个东西，就是一个是什么，然后另外一个是什么，我们就可以用 one 然后 the other， OK， 这样子的一个用法。像是呢，哎，如果我要说，哎，我有两个姐姐， I have two sisters， one is tall， 一个比较高， and the other is short， 另外一个是比较矮， OK， 所以 the other 就是剩下来的那一个。可是如果有三个呢，就是一个怎么样，然后另外一个怎么样，然后另外一个又怎么样，我们就要用 one, another, the other 这样子用法。比方像是哦，桌上我看到有三个饼干 there are three cookies on the table, 然后我就要讲说有人吃了一个， OK, so Nancy ate one, Linda ate another, oh, Linda 又吃了一块， and Paul ate the other, OK, 所以就是大家应该可以知道这样子 one, another, the other 的用法咯。好，想要知道更多有关 one another the other 的用法，当然要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
Magic Box 找亮点。
I have one.I have the other one. I have a. 等一下，究竟是 one and another 还是呢 one and the other? 到底差别在哪里啊？今天呢，就让我披口太郎来跟大家解释一下喽。首先呢，我们看一下 one。 万是什么呢？是一个数字哦，它呢表示一的意思。那它呢还有一个神奇的用法了，就叫做呢不定代名词。不定代名词，它呢可以用来代表任何不指定的人事物。例如呢 ，This problem is not an easy one。这一题呢不是一题简单的问题。This problem is not an easy one。后面这个 one 呢就是用来替代 problem 问题，但是呢问题百百种，今天这题是一个难题，跟那些简单的题目不一样咯。但是呢是哪一题那么简单呢、啊、是1加1还是2加2还是3加3呢？所以呢这边呢 one 就是代表了随便不特定的一个题目了，所以呢叫做不定代名词。我们现在呢已经知道不定代名词的一哥，一哥就是 one 了。接下来呢我们来认识二哥，二哥是谁呢？ The other， 因为呢有两个字所以是二哥。举例呢我最爱的那首歌，一首呢是 apple， 另一首呢是 pen。 如果呢 apple 是 one， 那么剩下的这个 pen 呢就叫做 the other， 剩下的那一个不是别人就是他，这时候呢就可以用 the other 咯。比方说呢桌上有两个苹果，You ate one， 你吃了一个。I ate the other， 我把剩下那个给吃掉了。假如剩下来呢不止一个，桌上呢有好多苹果，我说呢 I ate the other， 不止一个，简单呢我们就加 s 嘛，对不对？很简单的 I ate the others， 我把剩下的全部吃掉了啦，对不对？这样怎么能维持我曼妙的身材呢？好不好？只能吃一个。所以当我们说另一个，随便一个，没有指定，不是剩下的那一个的时候呢，我们呢记得就要用不定代名词的小弟，也就是 another，因为呢它不指定，它很随便，它不重要，所以呢我们就让它当小弟。 I have five pens， 我有五支笔。 You took one， 你拿走一支。 I took another， 那我要拿另外一支，剩下的四支的哪一支呢？当你如果说是 another 的话呢，哪一支都可以咯。假如说呢现在我有三支笔， OK， I took one， 我拿了一支。 You took another， 你拿了另外一支。那剩下两支的随便一支哦，因为是可能是中指或是无名指，所以呢你拿了剩下两支随便一支，这时候剩下的最后一支呢我们就叫做 the other， 那两支随便一支呢我们就叫做 another。 这样子不定代名词三兄弟错综复杂的关系你搞清楚了吗？
Alright, so you have two places to go. The article says, what will you do? You have to make a decision now before they leave.
啊，你会怎么做？你必须要在他们出发之前赶快做决定。Decision.
Right. Decision is spelled D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N. Decision.Decision is a noun and it's the act of deciding or making a choice. For example, we can say, the friends made the decision to rent a car and drove to Kaohsiung. The friends made the decision to rent a car and drove to Kaohsiung.
Decision 是个名词，就是决定。那如果你要说我要决定什么，则要用它的动词 decide， D-E-C-I-D-E。我们来看一下刚刚的例句哦。那群朋友决定要租车 rent a car， 并开去高雄哦。那有时候我们其实，在口语上我们会用decisions， 就是你无法做决定的时候就觉得怎么办，好难抉择哦。像是 decisions， I can't decide which flavor of ice cream to get、That happens to me a lot， 就是常常要吃冰淇淋不知道选哪个口味。
Chocolate is always a safe option.
Yeah.
Alright, so next the article then says, each day we face these types of decisions. So every day、we always have to choose between this or that.
对呀、啊、每天我们都在面对就是不同的选择。
So, are you good at choosing between two things?
诶，你擅长在两者之间做出决定吗？不过刚刚的句型我们看到了，诶，两个片语我们来学一下。一个是 good at something。Okay, good at 后面要接动词的话就要让它变成动名词 ing。Okay, 动词 ing。或者是名词，像是 are you good at sports? 诶，你运动厉害吗？你擅长吗？ Or are you good at singing or dancing? 有没有注意我的动词都会变成动词 ing? Okay, 当然呢相反就是 I'm bad or I'm terrible at something。我很不擅长什么什么。 么。那刚刚看到的第二个片语就是 choose between， 就是在两者当中做选择。 OK， 所以我们常常会用 I can decide or choose between the two or between A and B。像是刚刚我提到啦 When it comes to clothes 在选衣服的时候 I can never choose between two colors 两个颜色我就觉得怎么办要选哪一个
Wait for it It's review time 复习时间到喽
Hey, have you played a game of Would You Rather?
Yeah, I know that game. Would You Rather? 就是你想要让我从 A 跟 B 选哪一个、mm-hmm. 我比较喜欢哪一个 Sure, let's play it right now.
Okay, so would you rather live one life that lasts 1,000 years or 10 lives that last 100 years each?
好难想，我又有选择障碍，就是你要有一个一千年的人生，还是要有过十个不同的人生，然后可是一个人生你就有一百岁，对吧？你可以活一百年。Mm.
I want one life that lasts 1,000 years because I've always wanted to be a vampire.
我觉得很像吸血鬼耶。我觉得我要 一次，然后就是要活很久。
One. I think okay. one.
Okay, let me ask you another one. Okay. Okay. 那换我来问 Tiffany. Would you rather be able to speak fluently every language in the world or the best in the world at something of your choosing?
Okay. I would choose speaking every single language in the world.
Oh, so Tiffany 宁可她选择，就是说她希望她会世界各国的一个语言。OK, 所以她不是想要就是某一个东西擅长，她反而希望就是哇，她每个语言都会。
Well, what about you? Maybe you guys can have a chat about these two questions, but we're out of time, so we'll see you next time.
Bye.
A or B, how to choose?
Morning, and you need to get ready for school. Will you wear a comfortable sweater or a nice jacket? You must choose quickly because you're late. Next, you want some breakfast. Do you want a pork sandwich or an egg pancake? Choose in 10 seconds so you can leave on time. After school, your friends want to hang out.One friend invites you to a cafe. Another friend wants to go to the park. What will you do? You have to make a decision now before they leave. Each day, we face these types of decisions. Are you good at choosing between two things?
Comfortable. Comfortable.I slept well because the bed was comfortable. I slept well because the bed was comfortable. Jacket. Jacket. It was starting to get cold outside, so Elena wore a jacket. It was starting to get cold outside.So Elena wore a jacket. Breakfast. Breakfast. Thomas had some eggs for breakfast before he left for school. Thomas had some eggs for breakfast before he left for school. Decision. Decision.The friends made the decision to rent a car and drove to Kaohsiung. The friends made the decision to rent a car and drove to Kaohsiung.